producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's a great idea to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. It's a free speech day. It's always a free speech day. Alrighty. So we've been talking about what this country, let's see, I'm trying to remember exactly what the statement was. What do you think this country does better than any other country? And as many of them were talking, I expected people to say, you know, there to be sort of fife and drum in the background and red, white, and blue banners everywhere. And you guys are a little crankier than I expected you to be. But that's all right. And that's American, too. I think you're right. I think we are a bit thin-skinned. The rest of the world just kind of course, most of Europe has been at war with one another, one way or the other, for years. Certainly true in the Middle East, certainly true in the Far East. So we're just, as an island, we haven't had a whole lot of wars going on since the Civil War, really. And when the Monroe Doctrine, as we said, which held up for an awfully long time, they said, okay, we're not going to get involved in foreign wars. So, all right, so let's talk about, let's go over some of the other kinds of things that people think this country does well. Hopefully two of them will be positive.
Well, we left off with Paul saying landscaping, and then...
Yeah, that's a really interesting one. That would never have occurred to me. I wonder if Paul's a landscaper.
He might be. Margaret says sharing, which I think kind of goes back to what we talked about before when Donna saying helping those in
need. We're generous, yeah. And we are.
Janet says making homemade jam.
Is that true? I don't know if other countries do that or not.
No.
I would agree with that. I think we do that. Oh. Somebody gave me some homemade jam. So I don't know if I will take your word for it. Yay. American jam. Smucker's is Smucker's an American company? I know they are now. It sounds like a German name.
Callie says complain. Which I kind of facetiously said earlier. Mark says market and sell guns, which is interesting.
That is true, lamentably. Topic. Did you see that they had $187,000 worth of guns that were sold on Cyber Monday?
Yeah, I did see that.
It was so upsetting. I didn't even want to deal with it, so I didn't. And then yesterday in San Bernardino, we still don't know what actually went on there. So,
Dana says sells GMOs as safe. All other countries have banned it.
No, that is not true. They have not banned it, but they put warning signs on it.
Okay,
it's not true that most are banned. It's just that they're warning signs on it. They're labeled. It's that warning sign. It's not a fair statement. They're just labeled as such.
Alan says, if you're talking about America, for some reasons, as a Canadian, America is collectively personified by actor John Wayne. In the end, the American persona saves the day when others are in trouble, for better or worse.
Well, that's a really interesting perspective, isn't it? John Wayne, whose name was really Mary. Did you know his first name was Marion?
I did not know that.
But this sort of swaggering guy who comes in and saves the day, and I think that has been our role in the world, in for better or for worse. That's a very interesting perception. Okay.
Lee says it provides individuals with the opportunity to advance as far as their abilities allow.
That is really true. We are not a society that believes that it's all about who your grandparents were. So that's a very good point, that we are a society that does not believe in structured class. Smucker's was actually founded by Smucker's in 1897, in Orville, Ohio. Doesn't say anything about where they came from, but the assumption is, let's see, it's history. Jelly Jams, born on December, much of his life was spent in Orville, cider mill, Johnny Appleseed. Doesn't say anything about any European country, so there you go.
Pietro says, boast about how great this country is and incarcerations.
We did that yesterday. We talked about the fact that the United States incarcerates more people than any place else and per capita, and that we have a large Hispanic and African-American population incarcerated, which is why we were talking about giving vote to people who should people who had been incarcerated be allowed to vote.
And to kind of piggyback off of that, the next comment is from Maureen. She says, encourages and promotes people to get out and vote.
It's true. That's true. And, you know, most of the country just sort of envies us, although we don't do a great job at turning out the vote. At least we have that option. But it's like everything else. What you don't have is what you long for. What you do have is what you tend to take for granted. But at least we have it. Not at least. I mean, we have it. And that's huge parts of the world will literally lay down their lives to have it. So, and we assume that the elections are more or less honest. That was kind of damning by faint praise, wasn't it? Can you say Chad's? I know.
James says, no country comes close to us in terms of charitable giving. I think Dr. Joy meant this in a positive sense, but I guess irony rules.
Why is that ironic?
Don't know.
So read the whole thing again. I did mean it in a positive say.
He says, no country comes close to us in terms of charitable giving. I think Dr. Joy meant this in the positive sense, but I guess irony rules.
Why would that be an ironic comment that we're charitable? I don't quite. He is right. I've mentioned it. I mean it sincerely and as a positive thing. I guess I don't understand how or under what circumstances it would be ironic.
Well, James, if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call and tell me where I missed the irony.
Carolyn says, in response to Donna's comment of helping those in need, she says, why do we have so much homelessness in this country if you believe that?
Well, it's a good question, because I think, and, you know, my comment was, and I wasn't being ironic about it, but maybe I'm now understanding what he was saying, that we give when there is a catastrophe, right? When there's a flood or an earthquake, or a baby goes down a well, or there's, but on a day-to-day basis, and that's what I said, I don't know the statistics about that. What I know is, and the statistics that I have seen, the studies that I've seen are on the basis of, because how are you going to compare Americans' charitability, at any rate, the ability of Americans to contribute on a worldwide basis if it's only a local problem, right? So it is a legitimate issue of that differentiation between major catastrophes of which everybody's aware, and Americans tend to step up to the plate first and foremost. The question is, how does that compare, and what is the difference between the worldwide catastrophes to which we respond and the day-to-day homelessness? And I don't know. I don't know that anybody's ever done the statistics on that. We have soup kitchens. I know because I'm associated with a number of organizations that build houses and feed people and rescue food, and this including the Salvation Army. So I don't know, and I know we give to organizations, but in terms of the homelessness issue, I don't have a good answer to that. And to my knowledge, I don't know that anybody's ever done the research on it, the difference between well-publicized issues of need and sort of ongoing, the difference between chronic and acute. The acute we're great at. The chronic, I don't know. And that's a good point. And that may be what his point about irony is.
All right.
But, man, I had to work hard to get that. I shouldn't have to work that hard on your comments.
All right, one more before we go to break here from Patricia. She just says, we have Dr. Joy Brown, and they don't.
Well, we got a call from China.
That's true.
But I'm yours. I'm all yours. I'm a very much American girl. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
The past 10 years, my mother-in-law has been setting up family trips, and they pretty much have been, you know, close, like Florida, nothing further than that, so it's about 2 hours by plane. For the past few years, we haven't done a family trip because all the other kids were a lot older, but my kids were 2 years old, and I had a baby on the way, so we decided not to do family trips. Well, this year they decided to do one again. Instead of my mother-in-law planning it, it was my sister-in-law decided to plan it. and she planned it to Mexico, which we felt was too long of a plane ride for my son, who's now two.
How long is the plane ride?
I think like 7 hours. But we've never been on a plane with him, and he's very...
It depends where in Mexico it is. I'm just trying to think. I flew to meet my mom in Mexico City, and I think it was about two and a half or 3 hours. And I also flew to Guadalajara, which is farther. I mean, it depends. It's not quite as far as you think it is.
Okay.
It's not like Rome.
Right.
All right, so you're not sure how long it is.
Right. I mean, it might be less. We're just thinking about the last trip with our daughter was such an ordeal that we didn't want to do. We didn't really want to go out.
You may want to find out how long it is, because that may make a difference. I mean, I think, listen, anything over about 6 or 7 hours, I get a little antsy. You know, you wouldn't want to go with me. But if it's three, the difference between a 2.5 hour trip and a 3 hour trip probably not going to affect you very much.
Right.
So you may want to just, all you have to do is call the airlines or go, you know, Google it. You can find out. Okay, so let's assume.
So finally, what we did decide to do was not go on the trip at all.
Well, but you should check it out before, because you're setting up a straw dog. You're saying, well, it takes too long to get there, and it may not.
And then we're also nervous about him being on a trip, because our daughter was so horrible on our last trip.
Well, but that means you're never going to travel with your kids, and never going to travel. Something else may be going on here. Tell me what the question is.
So what we decided, in the end, we decided not to go. But then one of the brothers was like trying to convince my husband to go. And lately they haven't been getting along, and a lot of it might be misunderstandings, but I figured this is a good way for them to kind of build up their relationship again.
Yeah.
Is this something that, and my husband's a little unsure.
You're suggesting he goes without you?
Yeah.
Diana, my dear. You're about to get lectured to. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
Yes.
All right, I don't want you to cry. I do want you to go to Google how long it is. But, I mean, you're putting your husband in a difficult position because you're saying to him, look, this is family, but you're saying, but I'm not going to play. And it may be a great opportunity for, if you feel your kids are not very good travelers, then maybe it's a great opportunity to get a babysitter and you and your husband have a second honeymoon. But, I tend to agree with you. I think your husband and his family are getting a bristlier relationship than they need because of your unwillingness to go on family trips. And family trips are one of the ways that people, as you know, cement relationships. But I think you should go with him. So you need to, first of all, do some research. Find out how long the trip is. If you decide that the two kids traveling is not a great idea, then get somebody to take care of them and the two of you should go.
Yeah, the other reason about the trip is that all the kids are, our kids are 2 and 5.
Right.
The kids are all 12 to 18.
Well.
So they have a camp. So all the kids are going to be in the camp, and then me and my husband will be with our kids the whole time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Diana, we've already taken care of that. Leave the kids behind.
Right.
I mean, listen, I'm very fortunate that my kid was, she was traveling from the time she was 3 weeks old, literally, and it was a great traveler. And in the old days, they used to have a thing on the airplane where they had an actual cradle that you would snap to the bulkhead, and she would sleep the whole way because the vibration, you know, you nurse her on the way on takeoff and on landing, so her ears didn't pop. She'd sleep the whole way. And she's always loved traveling. She's always been a good traveler, so I was spoiled. But not everybody's kids are great travelers. Leave your kid at home.
Right.
You and your husband will have a second honeymoon. Mexico is fun, and you know, and the family will adore you, and he'll appreciate it because you've made a little bit of a sacrifice.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Call up and find out how long the plane trip is. I think you may be surprised, depending on which coast you're going to and where you're going to in Mexico.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
This should make you smile, sweetie.
Yeah. All right,
I can hear the smile coming through, the gritted teeth. That's how smiles always sound when they're coming through, gritted teeth. Raphael, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I have a probably trivial situation, but for me it's not trivial.
That's right. Listen, it's always the luck of the draw, so don't worry.
I have a 19-year-old boy, and he's a very good kid. He's attending college, and academically he's not performing as well as he would expect, and probably we would expect, too.
How many kids do you have, Raphael?
Two of them.
What's the age of the other one?
16.
Okay.
He's the youngest one. And
how did this kid do in high school?
He's a special education child. He's got autism, and he's got learning problems.
So he was not a great student in high school?
No, he's attending special school.
Right. So what is he good at?
At math.
He's good at math?
No, but she's doing pretty good in calculations. That's what she's doing. She's attending special school.
Right.
But that's the special education program. So he's not going to be able to attend a normal ordinary school.
Okay.
Ever.
So it's a so when you say college, it's a specialized program.
Yes, it's a special. And no. You're talking about the oldest child. He's 19. He's a very good kid.
That's the one we were talking about, I thought.
Yes. Yes.
So the 19-year-old, how did the 19-year-old do in school?
She's doing
How did he
average B and C.
How did he do in high school?
High school, he was a pretty good student.
Did he make A's or B's?
Mainly A's.
Okay. So he's now in college.
Yes.
Freshman year or sophomore year?
He's a sophomore year.
Okay. So how did he do his first year?
Not very great. Only C's.
Okay. Was it because it was harder or because he wasn't studying and was having a great... Does he live on campus?
Yes. First year, he used to live in campus.
Right.
Now, he lives, second year, he lives at home.
Okay.
And he's commuting.
Okay.
What's
his major? Does he have a major?
Yes. He's biotechnology major.
Okay. So what's the question?
The question is, during our conversations, he told me that he's got no motivation about his studies. And,
okay.
Probably, most likely he's starting and continues his studies because he wants to please us to complete his education, so to speak.
Right. So what's the question?
The question is, and he also mentioned that he's got no great interest going out, partying, or going with his friends.
Okay.
And question is, what is the best way to approach this problem for me?
All right, well, I think there are two issues here, and they're separate, but they may overlap. One is to make sure he's not depressed, because a kid who has got no interest in academics and no interest in social life, we want to just make sure that he's not feeling depressed, because if he is, he should see a therapist, whose decision was it for him to live at home?
Beg your pardon?
Whose decision was it for him to live at home as opposed to on campus?
His own.
Okay, well, he may be having some adjustment issues. And you're his dad. Do you think does he seem to you to be depressed?
No, he doesn't seem to be depressed.
Okay.
But he obviously has probably less interest in
I got that. I think the point is that one of two things is true. That either he's depressed, at which point he's not going to have any interest in anything. If you don't see him as being depressed, I would say to him, look, you're 19. You're a young guy. There's no draft staring in the face. Take a year off and decide something else you want to do. Go work. I wouldn't let him live at home without working. But go find a job. Go travel. Go do something you want to do. Go join the Peace Corps. Then come back to school when you have more idea what you want to do.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So there you go. All right, a bunch of movies opening this week. I will review them in no particular order, just the order that they're listed on IMDb. We're starting with The Letters, which is looking at the life of Mother Teresa, who is played by Julia Stevenson, who's wonderful. Also got Rutger Hauer in it and Max von Sydow, who are wonderful actors. It looks at her life through letters she wrote to her friend and spiritual advisor over a nearly 50-year period. It's an interesting movie. I think Juliet Stevenson is wonderful. There are some controversies in her life that are completely passed over. So But I think Julia Stevenson is a wonderful actor who we haven't seen much of lately, and she's wonderful in this. So it's one of those movies I think that is interesting. I don't think it's going to do terribly well. People are talking about her maybe as a best actor for best actress. They still have actress nominations, but this is a very crowded field this year. Although it's a field where you've got older women. Juliet Stevenson is certainly not particularly young. Maggie Smith, Blythe Danner, who else? There's a couple of other women of a certain age that Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda is really a supporting actor. But a whole bunch of women who I think would be wonderful. Oh, Charlotte Rampling for 45 years. So it's a great year for women of a certain age this year. So certainly wouldn't bother me to see her nominated. I doubt that's going to happen. Macbeth. This is Michael Fassbender, Marion Cotillard. And I thought it was terrific. It's Macbeth in under 2 hours, 113 minutes. You probably know the story. Macbeth, Thane of Scotland, receives a prophecy from a trio of witches that one day he will become king of Scotland. Consumed by ambition and spurred by the actions of his wife, Lady Macbeth, murders his king and takes the throne for himself. I thought this was terrific. It's very bloody. It is not set in Elizabethan England. It is set on the moors in Scotland. And Marion Cotillard is wonderful as Lady Macbeth. I thought the whole thing was terrific. It says this, they say we hear. I don't know what that means. Its style threatens to overwhelm its substance, and I think that's not true. I thought it was terrific. Youth stars Michael Caine, Harvey Keitel, Rachel Weisz, Jane Fonda. I did not love this. I was very confused by it, to be quite honest. It's, again, under 2 hours. A retired orchestra conductor is on holiday with his daughter and his film director, best friend in the Alps, when he receives an invitation from Queen Elizabeth to perform for Prince Philip's birthday. Well, yes and no. This happens in about the last 5 minutes. It's Michael Caine and Harvey Keitel are wonderful as kind of buddies, 70-somethings. It's filmed in the Swiss Alps. It looks at career, friendship, family, legacy, growing old. I didn't quite get it. I thought that there was a lot of background here and no real substance, no real... I mean, apparently it did very well in Europe. It didn't work for me. It's fun to see these people on stage, but, I mean, we really could have... It would have been nice to have something actually happen here. Paul Dano is also in it. A Royal Night Out stares a whole bunch of attractive people that we don't really know except the King and Queen of England, which is Emily Watson and Rupert Everett, both of whom are wonderful in this. On VE Day in 1945, Princess Elizabeth and Margaret are allowed out to join the celebrations, sort of. It's a night full of excitement, danger, and the first flutters of romance. I thought this was wonderful. It's kind of what Roman Holiday with Audrey Hepburn and Cary Grant sort of, Gregory Peck, it wasn't Cary Grant, sort of did a fictionalized version of it. This has real Margaret and real Elizabeth, and I thought it was just charming. I thought it was really fun and lovely and fun to watch. So A Royal Night Out, it's probably not going to get a whole lot of traction, but I thought it was really great. The World of Conoco is very bloody. It's a former detective. Akazaku searches for his missing daughter, Kanako. He soon learns she has a mysterious secret life. I watched part of this, to be quite honest. I was watching on a DVD, and the DVD just sort of crapped out on me. What can I tell you? So I watched about half of it. And it's a very sort of Japanese film. It's a combination of crime, drama, horror, and mystery. Mm-hmm. Basically, he's a former police chief detective who returns to action after a triple murder and the disappearance of his daughter. I just thought it was incredibly bloody, and, you know, there was something going on here, but I really didn't sort of understand exactly what it was. For those of you who are film buffs, we know who you are, there is a documentary called Hitchcock Truffaut, which is just lovely. But the two of them sit down together and talk about the 1966 book Cinema According to Hitchcock. It's stars Matthew Almerich, Wes Anderson, Peter Bogdanovich, and David Fincher, but who it really stars is Hitchcock and Truffaut. I just thought this was wonderful. So you'll have to, I mean, if you're really a film buff, you'll love this one. MI5 is something I've been talking about. I'm so glad it's getting somewhat of a wide release. I think this is what James Bond wanted to be and wasn't. The terrorist escapes custody during a routine handover. Will Holloway must team with disgraced MI5 intelligence chief Harry Pierce to track him down before an imminent terrorist attack on London. I know terrorist movies are not our favorite thing to watch these days, but this one is exceptionally well done. And this has got Peter Firth in it, Jennifer Uhl, and Michael Weidman. Apparently, Kit Harington and is also a star of the BBC series. So this is maybe the one of the reasons it works so well is that it's already had its sort of audition as a TV show. I thought this was just terrific. So there you go. MI5 is, I thought, was terrific. It's not going to be up for any awards, but it's a really tight, well-done sort of James Bondian kind of thing. Very British, very dry. So not as many cute babes and not as much shooting and impossible kind of stunts, but, you know, a very well-done mystery. Hitchcock Truffaut is wonderful looking at the guys. All the rest of the people that you get to talk to in the movie are either were in the movies or are interviewed about it. A Royal Night Out, I thought, was just a delight. It's one of those kind of old-fashioned movies. And watching Emily Watson as the Queen Mother is wonderful. And who Princess Elizabeth and Margaret were as girls, I thought was just charming. Maybe this is a chick-lit kind of movie, but I thought it was great. Youth, I didn't quite get. Great cast. No real story here, but it's fun to watch these guys kind of hang out with each other. My pick of the week is probably Macbeth. I thought it was an exceptionally well-done, bloody. I mean, it makes you understand how really bloody war is and how much hand-to-hand combat. And a great look at ambition and marriage and prophecy. And Shakespeare, I thought it was terrific. Letters, I liked Juliet Stevenson as Mother Teresa. You're on your own. Krampus, I decided to pass on, to be quite honest. The idea of horror and Christmas, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas, I kind of liked, but it was animation and silly. This one, I don't know anybody who liked this one, but I'm not going to review it because I didn't see it, and I don't review things I don't see, even if everybody else hates them. Although it does tell you that there is a market for bloody horror flicks, even at Christmas time, which I find a tiny bit upsetting, but I hate horror flicks anyway, so I'm not the person to ask. And Spike Lee's movie, Chirac, they didn't screen for me, so you're on your own about that one. 855-993-7569. You can check out all the movies that are coming out on both DVD and in theaters at drjoy.com. I think there's one other movie that comes out this week that is not, if I can find it. Well, maybe, let's see, I better load them. The Sunset Sky, I think, is a little tiny movie, and you can order it up. It's one of those movies that's a little hard to review. It's people that you haven't seen before. It's a young woman who's the caretaker of her autistic brother. They're being evicted. She has to drive across the United States and go find her father, whom he's never met. You're going to have to stick with this one. I stuck with it, I don't know, because I was reviewing it and sort of felt like I had to. But it's not an easy movie to watch. It probably will justify the time if you put it in. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so if you have a question and you need advice, the easiest, best, most efficient way of getting in touch is 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY, D-R-J-O-Y. But you can also send me an email. So, and we had one that we were going to do yesterday, and then we kind of ran out of time. So, should we do that today?
Yeah.
Let's do her.
This one, as you said, we were going to do yesterday, just couldn't quite get to it. We ran a little short on time, but it's from Rebecca, and Rebecca says, "Hi, Dr. Joy, my mom is obese, and she has high blood pressure. Her father died of that. The problem is, I keep telling her to exercise, but she won't. I worry daily because I don't want to lose her. Any advice, please? She needs a wake-up call.
Rebecca, this is one of those calls that would really be wonderful to have you on the other end of the phone so I could ask some questions like, do you have children? Because I've told the story before. I grew up with two parents, both of whom smoked, and all six of us hated it, and we begged and pleaded and didn't do any good. And at one point, I had two nieces, one who was about, I think, five at the time, one who was about three, maybe a little older than that, maybe six and four. And they went up to my father and said, Grandpa, we don't want you to die. And he never took another cigarette. So grandchildren have some abilities, some emotional cachet, some gravitas that children don't. So if you have children of your own, saying, Grandma, I don't want you to die, may not hurt. Or may not help, or may be much more effective. If you've suggested 14 times before that she should exercise and she doesn't do it, then suggesting a 15th time isn't going to work either. What you may say to her is, Mom, I could really use some help. You know, I'm not very motivated to take a walk. If you take a walk with me, and she's going to see through it. I mean, she's going to think, oh, Rebecca, you're just trying to get me to exercise. And you can say, yeah, but it would really help me. And because sometimes if you can do an end run around, saying, Mom, I don't want you to die. You know, you've got high blood pressure. Maybe taking a cooking class together. Johnson Clinic used to have, and I suspect they still do, a great class for diabetics. And your mom is very likely diabetic. If she's hypertensive and obese, she's very likely diabetic. And they had really good cooking classes for diabetics. But even if you're not a diabetic, it's basically low fat, low calorie, and might be something to find together. You can go on, just went online. Joslin Diabetes Center, I know, is out of Boston, but they also have different satellite locations. So you can check and you can go online. Joslin is spelled J-O-S-L-I-N. And you can get some information, maybe taking a cooking class together. Swimming is a really good thing for people who are not very prone to exercise, because quite often they're not prone to exercise because they don't move very well. They don't really want to take a class because they feel embarrassed in front of other people. They don't really want to wear exercise clothing. So in the water, we're all buoyant. And so it's less difficult on your joints. You don't have to worry about necessarily a large group of people. So see if she, I mean, and you know your mom, maybe taking a dance class together. She loves to dance. Or maybe just dancing around the living room a little bit. Maybe bicycle riding together, getting a bicycle built for two. Maybe finding a place to go swimming together. So understand, if you've tried something 14 times before, it's not going to work the 15th time either. And rather than saying, Mom, you're heavy, I think your approach, or hopefully your children's approach if you have them, is, Grandma, I don't want you to die. But I think saying to your mom, Mom, I don't want to be alone. I want you in my life. I want you to have grandchildren. I want you to be there when I get married, or when I graduate from nursing school, or when I make my first $1 million, whatever it is. And say, would you, you know, it would really help for me if we could take a class together, take a cooking class together, or take, learn to swim together. Or, you know, water aerobics, you don't even have to know how to swim. You just bounce around in the water. To take a bicycle walk together, to take a walk after dinner together. Part of it is, you haven't told me if you live close to her, what she likes to do. But just sort of saying, can we do this together, may really help. For people who are sedentary, and even for people who are not sedentary, if you're out of the habit of getting up and being disciplined about how you eat, what you eat, how you move your body, how you exercise, what you do during the day, it's very hard to get out of that. And so maybe saying to her, look, I'll tell you what, you tell me something you'd like me to do. And if you're not married, maybe if you tell her that if she'll start taking a swimming class with you, that you'll go on Match.com or something. And figure out something that seems like she's doing you a favor by doing something about her own weight, because I think that's going to be a much more effective kind of way of dealing with it than just saying, Mom, you're heavy. All righty. 855-993-7569. At some point, we will be doing New Year's resolutions. And as I said, being prepared for your New Year's resolution, make sure that you're beginning to think about some of the things that you've done well this year. you know, I've started doing little lists around the house because I know I'm going to have to do my movie list and my best actor list. And I have to think about what my New Year's resolutions are going to be. But you know my basic rule of New Year's resolutions. If you've if it's been on your list for the last 10 years, take it off this year. All right? Don't set yourself up to fail. Figure out something new. And you shouldn't have any more than three resolutions. And they should be very specific. Don't say things like, be a better parent. That doesn't mean anything. Or spend more time with my kids. A much better resolution is, I will spend an hour a day with each of my three children, and if I don't, then I will, you know, give yourself both a reward and a penalty. Or saying, you know, I'm going to get into work an hour earlier, or I'm going to work 4 days a week, not five. So your resolutions need to be specific and time-oriented within a specific amount of time. And it works really well to do them with somebody else as well. So my brother and I, 1 year, I think he had some documents he was trying to get done, and I was trying to finish up a book. And we said that we did a deal that if one of us, if we reneged on the promise, that I would fly him to New York for dinner, or he would fly me to Denver for dinner. And it got both of us to get both of our things done. So that was doing things with a pal really does help. But with respect to your mom, you can't really shame people into change. And the thing about change is that you have to change your behavior. You have to change your head. You have to change your way of thinking about things. And that's really difficult. And every once in a while, there will be some kind of transcendent moment where you think, and you can hear it happen every once in a while in the program, right? Well, somebody will call up with something, and they're clearly going down a certain path. And I'm trying to convince them that path ain't going to get them any place that they want to be. And every once in a while, you can hear them veer off the path. You can hear them take a turn to the left or to the right. You know, we're not talking politics here. And you can hear that something has changed in their thinking. And that's... You can either change your behavior to change your thinking, which is sort of the easier path, but not, it's easier in theory. In practice, most people, it's going to go the other direction. You have to change your thoughts before you change your behavior, but it is a feedback loop. So if you can make a major adjustment to your behavior, you may be able to make a slightly bigger adjustment to your thinking or vice versa. But change isn't going to happen until you focus on it, which is why your list of what America does better doesn't frustrate me as much as it may have frustrated some of you. I expected much more positive stuff, but changing your way of thinking is a way of changing your behavior, and changing your behavior is a way of changing everything. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.